I'm on fire, nigga. Nigga, I had the biggest comeback of 2018, nigga. Niggas up here talking about Tiger. Tiger? Tiger? Huh? Tiger had the biggest... Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga. I had the biggest comeback, nigga. Niggas thought it was over with for me, nigga. After that Chris Brown shit, after that Migos shit. Y'all tried to count me out, nigga. I ain't forgot about that shit.
If you a fine ass nigga, you can slide in my DM. I want a new man. I am not fucking with him. He slapped my phone out my hand.
He did that shit again. I don't care.
Means so much to you. Explain a little bit on how it is turning the page for you.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I don't fuck with you, bro. I don't fuck with you. You be talking too much shit about me on Twitter, bro. And I'm gonna let you
get me.
Yeah, you bitch ass nigga. I'm gonna let you know. And and I'm just being real, bro. Like, I just already feel like you against me. So
I'm not against anybody, but this isn't about me. It's about you.
I'd rather Roy Jones or Stephen A. Smith ask me some questions. I don't fuck with you.
Okay, that's fine. So, Adrian, we'll go to some of the to your trainer, Kevin Cunningham. Kevin, you talked about the.
It's gang. If I don't fuck with you, they don't fuck with you.
Well, I think it's their choice, isn't it?
Man, gang. You know what that means? Gang. Take the L out of lover. It's over, brother.
Well, Kevin, what do you say to all this? He's done. All right.
Yo, this is Papa Dash Soul, and you are now listening to my favorite show, The Focast. Keep up the excellent work, fellas. Take it away.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 336. Presented to you by NappyAfro.com. It's your boy King Germ, aka the host with the most, aka the people's champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the king of the lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Germ Cena, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Mr. Sensible Shoes, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka ASAP Stocky, and the last aka, the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Oh, and I forgot my newest aka, I am the Frocast.
Or not.
I'm now joined by my co-host, the elegant, the sidekick, the best sous chef in the world, the problematic yet well-spoken one, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? This is your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, and a.k.a. your grade is your motherfucking grade. I'm in the building.
Queen Germ, everybody. She's in the building. So, Queen Germ, how's your week, man?
My week's been pretty good.
Okay.
Nothing out the way. Just trying not to cuss the people at the job out, but that's an everyday struggle.
Hey. All the time. It seems like that all the time. But as always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Frocast. Follow the main site on Instagram at Nappy Afro if you want to see some TNA. You can always just go just for the Frocast. You can go to Frocast.com, get all the shows. Or you can go to NappyAfro.com if you want the shows and more. You can stream us on Spotify. We don't know most of all the free readers and none of the paid readers because we know we don't pay for shit. And yeah, you can always leave a voicemail by calling 347. I'm going to say it again. 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail and we'll play it on the show. But other than that, man, that's all the pandering out the way. We will have a sponsor next week. We banging out all the details right now. So we will have the show will be sponsored next week. So, you know, just check out for that. The Bird Box Challenge. You heard anything about it?
Yeah, people driving around blindfolded. I mean, my thing is this stupid. Because that's what happens when people don't have real life to draw from. It's no reason for you to watch a movie and decide to reenact a movie.
If you're white, it is because, like I said, y'all not scared of nothing. So, you know.
Well, the way I've been raised and the things that I've experienced in my life, is nothing that would make me, I don't care what kind of insurance coverage or whatever I got going on. I'm just not going out here riding around in my vehicle with a blindfold on, not knowing if I can hit people, animals, other cars.
Damage my car.
Yeah, I mean, because clearly you're not going to stop till you hit something. So you don't know what the something may have been until you get out the car and take the blindfold off. So it's quite stupid if you ask me.
Very dumb. I'm not on board with it. It's stupid. Some of these challenges, they're coming up. The dangerous ones, I can't get on board with. And the Bird Box Challenge. Why would you want to drive a car blindfolded?
Like, that's the whole purpose of driving.
Some people have problems driving without the blindfold. So you're going to be the guy that's going to drive, or gal that's going to go out there and drive with a blindfold on and possibly hurt people. Nah, we can't have that. I've seen a lot of accidents been going on and people attributing that to it. But listen, if you do the Bird Box Challenge and you wreck, your license should be revoked forever.
Yeah, pretty
simple
much.
As that. Like, you
no
should
no insurance should carry you
nothing.
Ever again.
Yeah, they should have like no you the idiot clause of where you lose your fucking, you know, that should be something that happens. Like, if you do dumb shit, lose your fucking privilege to drive. It's a privilege, not a right.
Yeah, remember, I mean, that, people. That's definitely stupid. That shows exactly how crazy people are just from watching shows, movies, what have you. And it's just like, you're very irresponsible if you think it's the best thing to do to hop in a car with a blindfold on. So, no, that's bullshit.
Oh, people, I just want to remind you, if you hear a little humming in the back, it's the heater. Beezy forgot to pay the bill in the Nappy Afro studio, so we don't have any heat. So, we had to bring our own heat in here. And, yeah, so if you hear that in the background, that's just a heater. Okay. Don't mind it. Just keep
go
it moving.
Go along with that.
Yes, so, you know. But, yeah, Bird Box Challenge, don't do it, people. Come on, man. And another challenge that I saw this week on social medias was the 10-year challenge. How did you feel about those?
Talking about with the pictures.
That's what the 10-year challenge was.
I just want to make sure I'm on the same page because, you know,
well, if you get out your text messages and concentrate on this show,
oh my,
then, you know what I'm saying, you might know what I was talking about.
Somebody in their feelings tonight, people.
Yes. So how do you feel about the 10-year challenges?
I mean, I don't feel nothing about it because, I mean, the stuff that's being done, you talking about just what you're looking like, what you're doing?
I mean, okay, so the basic of the 10-year challenge was you show a picture of yourself 10 years ago and a picture of yourself today.
Exactly.
That's what the whole purpose of it was. Now, I was asking you what you thought about it. Obviously, you didn't feel anything about it because
you didn't add anything to the
question.
I'm just saying, I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. And if we're on the same page where we're comparing pictures from 10 years ago to now, it's not a challenge. It's just something that's facts, that's out there. It's nothing to do. It's nothing I can do to rewrite what I looked like 10 years ago and what I look like now.
I mean, a lot of people changed over 10 years.
I'm saying, you could have changed. Yeah. You should have changed.
But the ladies was cheating. They were capping on theirs.
Okay, well,
because they were showing pictures of them in makeup and shit, talking about how his aging. You can't age when you got 2 pounds of makeup on your face. And then, you know, the fellas, we ain't got no makeup. We can't put makeup on.
You
know what I'm saying? Nothing is our makeup. So if 10 years ago, yeah, I might be a little fatter, a little less hair, a little grayer, a little, you know, whatever. You know, I saw a lot of ladies out there capping. You showing your pictures with makeup. And I'm like, nah, you can't do that. Or your pictures with all your filters on it. Nah, you can't do that. And then I saw they even put pressure on the Insta-thotties. They had to put up some of their pictures before all the enhancements, and some of them didn't even do it because they know what it was. The ones that been lying, oh, I'm all natural. No, you're not, lady. No, you're not. You show a picture of me 2 years ago, you was 110 pounds. Now you 180. No, that's not. It's not possible. You know, so, you know, I thought it was funny, but I just felt like the men were at a disadvantage in that regard because, you know, we don't have any, we can't use filters and stuff like that.
I mean, if you say so.
But everybody,
I mean,
to me,
people are superficial. It doesn't really matter what you look like. If they want to spend all that money to fix themselves up so they can feel better, I guess that's what it is. But I don't feel like it's really necessarily a challenge. It's just something to do when you're comparing photos from 10 years ago to now, from any point.
Yeah, I mean, just want to see how much you change or grown or.
But it's not nothing about growing.
And y'all need to stop lying to each other. Like, let's be real. Some of these people don't still look young. Everybody black do crack sometime. You know what I'm saying? Because black people do crack.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
I mean, because I saw some rough looking some warriors out there. You know what I'm saying? That goes for the men and the women. And y'all, people in your comments, girl, you still look good. You still look the same. No, the fuck they don't. Stop lying to these people. black people, we got to come together and start telling the truth to each other. You know that girl outfit didn't look right, but you girl, you killing them tonight. Go sis. Or you know your homeboy fucked up. You ain't saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop being like that. Let's start keeping it real with each other.
I mean, some people can't handle the real.
Well, we need to be able to handle the real. This is a real world we're living in.
Is it?
Yes.
I mean, I know people can't handle it sometimes. You tell people things, you try to give them little pointers, and some people's feelings are very fragile.
I mean, some people just don't take direction. Like, they just hate that. They do not like being told what to do. Even if you're not telling them what to do, you're just suggesting things that some people just don't want to hear. And, you know, the people we got to stop with, if somebody disagree with your opinion or your viewpoint that is hating, or they just, you know, nah, it's not that. People just have different opinions. So let's just, you know, let's stop that with the bullshit. You know, some of y'all, you know, hey, still look the same. Some of y'all don't. I just refrain from it because, you know, I don't want to be caught up in the hate or anything like that.
Yeah, I just feel like it's just crazy. Because, I mean, I got a coworker that got a butt in the front. And she just keep wearing these pants that's inappropriate.
She got that booty do.
And it's just like, I mean, the least you can do is put on a peplum blouse or shirt or whatever to cover that pouch up there. But you refuse to do so. Amen. But I've made suggestions. And when you seem like your feelings are getting hurt and you don't want to hear that kind of stuff, I just realized like that's just something that we can't talk about. I'm not going to lie to her and say, oh, you look good. But I'm not going to say nothing else because I've tried and it wasn't taken very well.
Wow. Remember Pastor John Gray? That was the guy that bought his wife the $200,000 Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, recently, you know, light was shed upon the story that the reason why he bought his wife this expensive Lamborghini truck was because he got caught cheating. And like most people, when they get caught cheating, they try to buy their way out of, you know, buy their way out of guilt.
And that's again your thing. As you always say,
what do I always say?
We going and doing
when you
most,
do too much, you're cheating. That is King Germ's number one rule. So, ladies,
that's his way to get out of
Valentine's Day
much.
Is coming up. If your man goes above and beyond, he cheating. Just like Pastor John Gray, he went above and beyond, bought his wife a $200,000 Lamborghini truck because he got caught cheating. And the funny part of the story was, T.D. Jakes hit him up and was like, yo, pastor, what the fuck is you doing down there, nigga? You fucking it up for the other pastors, man. Got my wife sweating me now, wondering why I'm taking all these trips and saving people and missionary work in Costa Rica and Dominican Republic and Brazil. You know what I'm saying? So he healed him. He pulled the devil out of him.
Mm.
Did you see that shit?
Mm-mm. He ain't put no devil
yeah,
out of
him. Yeah, he did. Hey, listen. I'm going to find this video real quick and why, you know. And so, how do you feel about that?
What, like an exorcist or something?
I mean, he
I don't believe that.
He basically, yeah.
I mean, you got to transfer energy. I do believe in that. And if you transferring anything, where did it go? So if you pulled it out, did you put it in your pocket? You couldn't have kept it. I would hope that you don't want no demons.
Okay, here
you
go, right here. Trying to get you back.
Ow! You so dumb.
The guy walk off.
That's
T.D. Jakes is the one. Jakes. That's the one that did the exorcism of the evil, the evilness in him. He got the cheating spirit out of that man because you know black men don't cheat. So it had to be. It had to be the devil,
right? Okay.
Because there's no way a black man would cheat.
Okay.
So
what do you call it?
Look, it has to be some form of. It has to be a spirit that gets in you that make you that appear that you want to cheat because, like I said, black men do not cheat.
And so what happens? What I mean, like I'm not. Understanding.
I don't. I mean, is there has not been a reported case of a black man cheating.
They cheating now?
No, they're not. No. That's okay. A misunderstanding. I keep telling you that. Okay. You keep saying cheating. I'm telling you it's a misunderstanding.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, you just saw it right there. It has to be evilness inside a black man for him to cheat. You know what I'm saying? So. Let me ask you a question. What would be your, like, let's say, you know, King Jern get caught slipping. What would be a gift I would have to buy you? A cheating guilt gift, whatever you want to call it.
Nothing, just get your U-Haul and back it up to this house. And
You got to speak up. Because this.
Get a U-Haul and pack your shit up and move on about it.
For cheating one time? But you just, 3 shows ago, you was like, hey. You dealing with, you know what I'm saying? Hey, if the money right, you'll put up with some cheating. So okay, you need to get on and say which one is it?
It's not.
You can't say you're going to have to get a U-Haul, but three episodes ago, oh, you could cheat.
It sounds as if you're planning something. So I'm not planning anything. If you want to do something, do what the fuck you going
to
do.
Well, I mean, why would I have to plan anything? That's not what it sounds like. That's not. I'm asking a question. I mean, the question is pertaining to Pastor John Gray.
Realistically, I don't think about you cheating on me. So therefore, I wouldn't be sitting here plotting on something that I want for me to take you back. Mm-hmm. So that's not it. Like, what?
Girls trip. I pay for a cruise for you and two of your homies or something like that. That'll get me off the hook.
I don't know. It just depends on where we're going, maybe. But not really see. I mean, because I feel like, shit, you just cheated. The last thing I need to do is be out your sight. You need to be with me on this trip.
You might not want to see me, though. You might not want to see me. I might be despicable to you. Like,
yeah, and you'll be screwing the woman while I'm going on this trip.
Oh, my gosh.
So you gonna
Once
send
a
me?
Cheater, not always a cheater.
Yes, that's how it
You could just
works.
Get caught up one time and then just be like, man, I know.
You just said the person had a cheating spirit. They had to get it loose from their body.
A buddy of mine just got caught cheating on his old lady. He was on Backpage. He got tagged. He got caught buying $25 pussy. I said, bruh, what the fuck is you doing, bruh? You got caught buying $25 pussy. I said, bruh, that is junky pussy. That's not even, like, what is you doing? Like, now you got to go get a test done because you out here buying $25 pussy. Now, you better tell your lady she better go get a test done because you out here buying $25 pussy. Like, no, nigga.
That's ridiculous.
I thought Saul Wright had.
How do you know where these hoes at?
I thought Saul Wright had lowered the bar with 60, but 25 is the new low. So Saul Wright, you can have good fun with them. You know what I'm saying? But that's an old social network. It's been around. It's like Facebook and MySpace merged together, but it was like 10 times as ratchet.
Okay.
And it's like, if you on Tag, you ain't on there for nothing. You know what you're on there for. Like, you don't go to... Tag is not a social media site that you go on like, oh, let me check on Tag. Nah. You go to Tag, you looking for... You either looking to fuck or get fucked.
Okay.
Simple as that.
I'm not looking for either on the social media tip. So.
But yeah, the cheating gift for me.
You think that's a thing? Okay.
Oh yeah, like if you cheated on me and if you want to get back in my good graces, it's gonna cost you.
Well, it's gonna cost me.
It's gonna cost you. Like, I mean,
let me see if I can afford to cheat.
I mean, my thing is, I'm more of an emotional, psychological. guy, like I don't want gifts because gifts don't mean shit. I'd rather like put you through that mental anguish. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, if you have cheated, I wouldn't go nowhere. I just stay here and be a constant reminder like what you did, and I wouldn't go nowhere because I don't want you to feel like the bad guy.
You don't?
I do because I didn't. If I ain't doing nothing wrong, I mean then
you want me to feel like the bad guy. You're gonna suffer. You stay.
Yes,
and staying is gonna make me feel bad.
Yes.
How?
Because you're going to be like, dang, I did this nigga wrong. And he's still the same OG. He's still here doing this, taking the trash out on Tuesdays. And, it's just going to make you feel bad. You're going to be like, dang, I really messed up a good thing. That's just in my mind how I think it's working out. Okay. But, hey, I'm not buying no $200,000 Lamborghini trucks and no shit like that.
You're not?
Hell no.
I'm saying, you telling me you cheat on me and you don't think you should feel guilty. You're just going to say what?
What is buying a gift going to do? I can tell you, I'm sorry, I made a mistake,
but actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, my actions go. Buying something is just like, because I feel like, well, if I bought her something this time, I could just go bigger. I could cheat again and just buy something, a little bit more than this.
Yeah, and then after a while, it all gets old and people decide that they just need to go their separate ways because you can't do right.
But then when you get out down the streets and see, like, man, I had a good nigga at home. So what? He liked to buy $25 pussy off tag.
Really? Really? I don't think that's how that's going down.
Oh, man.
I don't.
So, yeah, Pastor John Gray, man, get your shit together, man. You're making all the pastors, the ones that work hard out there, doing the good.
I hope he wasn't messing with the people at the church. Messing with the parishioners?
I'm sure it was somebody at the church.
Okay.
They don't say who it was. But the wife probably threw that woman out of the church, whoever it was.
I don't blame her.
You don't blame her?
No.
The first lady, you ain't Mama May.
Yes, it is. You can put anybody you want to put out of there. If they sleeping with your husband, I wouldn't want to see the heifer every Sunday.
Well, we've been in churches. It's been like that.
Yeah. I mean, it happens all the time because of the fact that people don't understand how important it is. When your spouse go to church, you might want to go to church too sometimes. Yeah.
Shot. Thank God we got a woman pastor.
Yeah. If that's what we going with, but yeah.
I mean, like I said, I understand how some women fall in love with these preachers because, you know, you love God and he's your spiritual advisor and you know, hey, you get caught up, but
people take advantage of people sometimes, yeah. But then at the same time, you got to think about the fact that when you work in close proximity with other people, mm-hmm. you get to know them, you let your guard down because of the fact that they have become familiar to you. So when people talk about, oh, it's so taboo to date people at your job and this, and this.
I wouldn't do it.
I mean, it's not good practice. But yeah, the fact
why would you want to work with somebody that you're sleeping with?
But the thing is, the fact remains. There's only but so many hours in a day.
I know.
So therefore, if I'm with you, we ain't got to be in each other's face 24/7, but it's nothing for you to come down here and have lunch with me. It's nothing for you to come down here and, you know, spend an hour in my office. We talking, we chit-chatting, whatever. We have fun together. We clearly have something in common. We at the same place of employment. And so it's
we need a job. That's what we have in common.
Whatever. And so it's like, you know, it's easy. It's like I said, people make it seem like it's so out of the way. But it's easy to date people that you have, you know what I'm saying, you have some type of connection to, and working with somebody is easy for you to do that.
I think it's lazy. You just don't want to go out there.
I mean, you can call it whatever you want, but I can tell you that it happens all the time.
Like, I know people that only date people they work with, and that shit weird. Like, nigga, like, every girl you mess with, you always work with them. And it's just odd to me. You know, it makes me think you don't get out.
Yeah, I mean, and it might be true. Because yeah. if you at a place where it's a high demand job, and you working, you know, 50 hours, 60 hours a week, you were at a job all the time. So then only thing you got time to do is go home and
sleep.
Go to sleep.
Yeah.
So if you eating and everything else at the job, you probably catching you a little playmate out there too. Mm.
Good old Toure got called down to the carpet in the last week. Toure was accused of sexual harassment by a former coworker. This coworker was a makeup artist by the name of, what was her name?
She's not important.
At something. I forgot what her name was, but yeah. Well, I mean, she is important because she made these
allegations.
Yeah, her name is Danny. That's what they're going to call her. Danny is in quotation marks.
I mean, her name is like Danny something with the makeup or whatever.
Yeah, Danny with the makeup. Mm-hmm. According to her, the way she did this, like, she went, like, under comments or something and said this on Instagram. And she said she worked with Toure every Monday on the show during 2017. She said he could not stop asking her lewd and inappropriate questions, including if she would do anal, how she looked naked, what it would be like to fuck her, and what his cum would look like on her face. Okay, now, first of all, that's kind of nasty. He said every Monday, like I said, he was asking her all these sexual questions. He asked if she had sex over the weekend. She said she called HR after she left the room. She called HR. He got fired instantly. He wrote me a huge apology for doing that in my DMs. Still have it. He did a 2020 shoot in 2018, and I was there, and he walked out. Told the producer that he was embarrassed because he was inappropriate with a staff member. He really needs to take a seat. Okay, so he apologized for it, first of all. So why do you think she came out now?
Because she is an asshole.
She's an asshole.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is this. You trying to say that the nigga apologized back then.
Mm-hmm.
If you accepted his apology, that means that it ain't nothing to bring up right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you telling me because of the fact that
she accepted it. Maybe.
Okay, she didn't have to.
Okay.
I mean, the point I'm making is you really think that somebody go from, hey, how you doing, mm-hmm. to I would like to bust a nut on your face. That's not normal conversation. Not to say that it couldn't happen, but there are some steps in between that we missing. But if we think about the fact that this is coming out because he made a comment about R. Kelly, that means that you are excusing R. Kelly's behavior when R. Kelly, not saying that Toure was right to say something to you, mm-hmm. but you were not a minor
mm-hmm.
when Toure said these...
Toure.
Okay,
Toure is the rapper.
Okay, the way my accent is set up, they both sound the same. But my issue is don't come out here and say the man don't have no right to say nothing. Maybe he has been rehabilitated. Maybe he feels like he is wrong for what he's done, and now he wants to do better. Mm. R. Kelly is not saying anything is wrong with anything he's ever done. Mm. So you can't use this man coming out against R. Kelly saying, oh, because he did something to you, he has no valid point. He doesn't have the right to sit here and take a stance against what R. Kelly has done or what he has been accused of, if we want to even say that. But it's just like, it's terrible. I mean, and people flirt all the time. Yep. So her being a makeup artist, a part of your job is being nice to people, making people feel comfortable around you. So who's to say if you didn't laugh at the first comment that he said, and so it escalated to the, can I fuck you in the ass? Mm. You don't know what kind of conversation these people had, so then all you want to do is put out the part where it got uncomfortable for you. You ain't say nothing about what you might have said to the man. Because how long did you have to work this job? You said you worked with him every some day of the week.
Every Monday.
So if he was doing this, how many days did it take for him to tell you all this
bullshit? He has every weekend.
Okay, then. So if you asking me every weekend, you don't think after the first weekend, if I was so grossed out by your comments, you don't think I would have reported you the first day and came on up off that job?
In Touré's defense, he did say that on the show, our team, including myself, engaged in edgy, crass banter that at the time I did not think was offensive for our tight-knit group. I am sorry for my language and for making her feel uncomfortable in any way. As a lead on the show, I should have refrained from this behavior. I have learned and grown from this experience. This is what he said through his rep. Now, like I said, this sounds like a man that's contrite, but this just happened, like, you know, last year. So you really can't be on TV talking shit about Kells, Touré. I'm sorry. I mean, even though, like my dog Mansa Ray said, we do as black people, it's okay to take R. Kelly out because we need to clean up our society. And, you know, yeah, you know, we got plenty more R. Kellys out there, but, you know, let's start with one. I mean, you got to get one out the way first before you can get all the rest of them. So, you know, and Touré, if you were this kind of guy and you talk to women like this, then, I mean, like I said, I'm kind of split because as somebody that work in environments where people say all kind of crass things, I get it. So if somebody one day was be like, you know, like we talk like this all the time, then one day you want to go tell the supervisor because we talking crazy. I'm like, hold on now, hold on. Like, every day of the week you with it, but today you're not with it. So that is a kind of a shaky ground. So if she was all in the talk too, then I can understand, you know, why Touré is kind of, you know, but at the same time, you got to protect yourself. And if you, you know, you got fired from a show, you lost money behind this. So you got to be kind of careful. So it's like a double-edged sword, man. I mean, you got to be respectful. But if that's the way the conversation going, like, you know.
My thing is simple. If you are in a situation and you feel uncomfortable, y'all can say what y'all want to say with the, you can be strokes in deep and the person can change their mind. People can say whatever. You can say all of that shit. Y'all got to commit to what you do. You got to own up for your part of the responsibility. You can sit here if you want to and you tell me that a nigga say something vulgar to me that I don't like, that I don't want to hear, I'm going to repeatedly come back and be in this person's presence. I'm going to repeatedly come back and deal with this abuse. I'm not going to report you the first time. I'm going to keep coming back for this check until what? Till I've saved up enough money to go someplace else or till I find another job. You're not going to tell me I'm going to deal with this if this was such an issue. And then you want to out the man and all this other stuff. Okay, yes, he may have been wrong, but what was your part in it? You cannot make me believe that you sat there with a straight face. You never giggled. You never gestured. You never did anything that made him feel like these comments were warranted. Ain't nobody going to ask you the same thing over and over again.
If I ask you, don't get like nothing. If I ask you how you look naked and you don't respond, I'm not going to go follow up with a, yo, do you do anal? Or
yeah. I bust a nut in your face?
How far does, I wonder what you look like with nut on your face. Like, wow. Like, you had to say something. Like, unless this dude is just a sicko. I'm not saying he's not a sicko.
Yeah, he could be.
He could be a sicko, but it's levels to that elevation of conversation.
And I'm a flirt. So my thing is, it's a lot of times people say stuff, and you know what I'm saying? You don't even need to take it too far, or if it goes far, you can't be mad.
Yeah, because when do you really back in?
Huh?
When do you really back in?
It's like when if you feel uncomfortable. Like, once the person I'm going, oh, I see you might be for real about this shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This ain't just conversation. This ain't just for shits and giggles. You trying to do something. Mm-hmm. Then it'll be like, oh, yeah, I was just playing. My bad. But it's like, if you telling me somebody saying all of that, you had to add something to the conversation. And it couldn't have been, I got a man. It couldn't have been, you know, oh, you nasty. It couldn't have been none of the stuff that kind of turned it down, because this person is continuing to escalate the conversation and the acts that they want to, you know, perform on you. So
imagined.
Exactly. So my thing is, I mean, I get it if you say that this happened and it was recent enough, but you still can't say from a journalist standpoint that I can't take a stance on an issue simply because of something that has happened. That's just like saying somebody could come from a family of gang members or something, and they saying they have something against violence or what have you, even if they participated in some kind of activity, that now this person has grown. You can't tell me that I haven't grown because it's been a year. It's too new for me to have come, to have arrived to this new sense of being. Like, I don't understand how you can tell somebody that they don't have a say in something like this. R. Kelly was pissing on children. That shit ain't the same thing. You talking about me imagining nothing in your face. You talking about me imagining you naked. This shit didn't happen. R. Kelly fucked kids, period. Y'all can't give him no excuses. I understand the man has been violated. The man has gone through some trauma. But at the end of the day, he has had too many resources at his disposal for R. Kelly to not have gotten any help if he wanted it. Okay. So don't throw him under the bus because you're trying to save R. Kelly.
Interesting. Well, like I said, I'm on the side of keep all that crash shit like out of the workplace. Like, this is not the time. Like, people, you're losing your livelihoods out here because, like I said, all it takes is one day for somebody to be in a bad mood and not be with that shit. And the same jokes you kicked on Wednesday just don't fly on Thursday. You know what I mean? And you find yourself in some real deep shit because we live in a very PC era. Like, I got a buddy, he works with a lady, but he said she looks like a dude, and one day he going to say yes, sir, to her. I said, that's going to be the day you lose your job. He's like, but why? Ain't that what she trying to let people know she a man? I said, yeah, but you can't just say yes, sir, to her, because that's going to be some old, the way they're going to take it. Yeah, she might try to look like a guy, but if you say yes, sir, to her, it might be a problem. You know what I'm saying? So you might get fired, and then no need losing your job. So, you know, people just be careful out there.
I mean, you got to be careful, but then at the same time,
be respectful.
But people got to have some type of, life is all about balancing, but it's like, you can't just be out here presenting something, flaunting something in somebody's face, and then when somebody has a comment, now all of a sudden you the only one got a voice. That shit ain't cool.
Well, ain't the Bible say something about out sin, throw the first stone? So, you know, you can't be out here. I can't be out here talking about people out here doing wrong, and I'm doing wrong too.
That's people's problem. It's like, you gonna say, and that's just something that's in the environment, even, you know, in the workplace, in many places, is the fact that you can't correct nobody's actions because everybody got something wrong. And the fact of the matter is, everybody got something. Everybody got a thing. Everybody got something wrong with them, something that they do that they shouldn't do. I mean, I was informed today that somebody couldn't drive because of they record with the DUIs and stuff. You telling me that you got people that can't quite do what their job description calls for because of something, and they keep a job. But then you harass other people because of the fact that, you know, this is what you want to do. But it's everybody got something. Some people come to work late. Some people might be doing some other stuff. So
some people come to work high. Some people get high all at that. Work. Some people get high when they get off work.
But for that reason, you can't correct the place of business because nobody feels like they can pull somebody else's card because, oh, somebody got one on me. And that shit ain't cool because it's not helping nobody. It's keeping everybody at the same level because you can't check me because I got one on you. You got one on me, and there's no progress taking place. So you can't say, oh, just because you did something that you can't never correct me. If it's a rule, if it's something that we're trying to change, we're going to have to realize that, okay, it's some people who are going to be in the process that ain't gonna, their hands ain't going to be clean.
Nigga be late every day and say, boss man better not say to me, nothing to me about being late, and I know that such. I'm like, exactly. Damn, bro. I'm like, but, I mean, you late every day. Like, he has the right to say something to you about you being late every day.
Like, are you late or are you on time? If you're late, then that's not what you're supposed to be. So clearly, if there's some type of consequence, you should suffer the consequence.
Exactly.
But people don't want to be held accountable. So that's why people use, they're going to use your faults to their advantage simply because of the fact that they feel like it's a way out. I don't have to be accountable for my actions because somebody else doing what they not supposed to be doing. Instead of saying, I know I was wrong.
Well, shout out to the boy Touré and hopefully you weather the storm, brother. you know, this we are in the cancel culture, and your name has been called. So you just stay on the ropes, cover the ribs, and watch for the hook. Because if you don't, they'll knock your ass out.
All I can tell you is Dana, she better, Danny, whatever the hell her name is. Danny, the
makeup artist.
You better watch out, too, because if he go down, somebody going to be there and pop her in her head, too.
He ain't about that life. He light skin. He ain't about that life.
Child, hey, when it come down to my dollars, I'm about a whole lot of stuff. Mm.
If you have $90, you can go to your local Costco and buy a 27-pound tub of mac and cheese that has a shelf life of about 20 years.
So that tells you how long that shit gonna lay in your intestines. That's the bullshit. You telling me it's not gonna break down for 20 years in a bucket in your pantry?
Maybe it's like the way it's packaged.
Nah, bro. Ain't no way in the world. Like, what the fuck you need 27 pounds of macaroni and cheese to do? Like, are you doing hosting a dinner for the city?
I mean, you might just need that, like, a lot of mac and cheese for the church, because if it's in a tub, it's probably white people mac and cheese.
I'm going to say, you should be cooking that shit anyway.
Because, it's probably like the Velveeta shells and cheese shit, that smooth shit, that, you know.
Water, sugar, what you call it?
That only babies and college kids.
Cheese
and
powder.
Yeah, it can't be, I mean, wow.
That's disgusting.
I mean, you can get you a 7-pound bucket of Nutella. A 40-pound bucket of honey. Like, why do we need this much food in America? Okay, inside the 6-gallon bucket are 180 servings of mac and cheese stored in separate individual pouches of noodles and cheese sauce. All this can be yours at a Costco member for under $100. Wow.
That's sad.
The people like the survivalists, they love that shit. The people that think
ain't nobody got no business eating mac and cheese in a bucket. Mm. Period. Like, if I want to know what type of person are you. You when you're eating a bucket of macaroni and cheese.
Some people love that shit, man. People,
not like that. I need you to crack an egg or something and then cut up some cheese. That shit there don't sound like it's nothing I want to eat.
You could brown you up some meat and throw it in there. You got hamburgers and macaroni and cheese.
That sound like trash.
I mean, that's a lot of mac and cheese. A lot.
That nobody should have. I mean, I don't give a fuck about the fact that it's 27 pounds. I'm more concerned about the fact that shit say it expires in 20 years. How the fuck they know?
But it's an individual package, though. Listen. So I see what is going on.
No, now. I don't give a damn. You tell me, how does anything real food, what real food lasts 20 years? Nothing. That shit ain't real.
It's in packaging, though. It's free. It's in, like...
Does it say it's supposed to go in your freezer? No. It says it's in a bucket that's held at room temperature. I don't give a damn what you got it in. You can ziplock it.
It's probably like freeze-dried stuff that you know. You're a scientist.
I won't never know, because I will never purchase something that lasts 20 years. I don't want none of that. 20 years shelf life?
That sounds like a good deal to me.
Okay. You run with that.
I wouldn't eat
we
it.
We won't have that shit in here.
I'm not going to eat it. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean,
that's ridiculous. Like, okay, you think about if something can sit in room temperature for 20 years and still be good, and it's supposed to be a food item.
Yeah.
If you put this in your body, how long do you think it's going to take for it to break down?
Well, if I take it out of the packaging, I mean, it's going to break down a whole lot faster than 20 years.
Okay, for $90. You got 180 servings of this macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
It ain't that much technology in it that's making it last for 20 years. You ain't paid enough money for some shit to last 20 years. If it's $90.
It's probably, it's probably freeze-dried, like powdered, you know what I'm saying? And the
it's $90. You getting 2 servings per dollar. Whatever, 2 pouches if it's 180 servings. Okay. That's what they're saying, right? So if you telling me each serving is worth 50 cent, it ain't enough technology going into nothing that's 50 cent.
I mean, it's just...
50 cent a serving? That mess right there, they want y'all to go and buy that, because they hoping some broke black parents buying that shit and you going to go and kill your kids.
Nobody black is buying this shit.
Okay, if you say so.
Nobody black is buying
it. I tell you what, it ain't lasting 20 years. That's a lie. Either it ain't no good food, because you can't tell me that you ziplock...
That's that shit.
It's okay, not, but you
thinking of mac and cheese like you make. You're not thinking of mac and cheese like the box shit. So that's why you keep. That's why you like. It's driving
even,
you nuts.
But even if it's the box stuff, what are you doing with it?
It's just powdered in pasta. That's it. But why that can't last 20 years? I don't understand.
But you, I mean, 20 years, even the powder should.
Well, even if that, I powder, it's probably as noodles, ready the noodles. It's got to be a cheese sauce and noodles.
Okay, but the noodles can last for a long time.
But yeah, hold on, because the noodles can't be dry.
But as I'm saying, the noodles, you must be got the ball of noodles and mix the sauce in it.
Nah, I don't know. It says ready to eat, ready to go.
Is it?
It says ready to go.
Well, all I can tell you is 20 years is too long for anything that has any liquid in it to be ready, I mean, to be 20 years on the shelf. I'm sorry. I can't get with that. Mm. That sounds like a lot to me. But, I'm just very disappointed that somebody thought that this would be appropriate to have. I mean, like, I guess it's for a restaurant. You know, those places that sell that type of stuff. Because there's no way in the world nobody buying this for their house.
Telling you, shit sold out.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out, I mean, I don't even have to figure out. I wouldn't want that mess. I would not want it. Like, what would be the purpose?
I mean, if you're a survivalist.
Child, please.
Wow. But yeah, man, so run out to Costco, get you some of that Costco mac and cheese. Is this a picture of it right here? I'm trying to see. Yeah, that look. I don't know, she must have added some cheese on it. Lollipop chicken and Costco mac and cheese. Maybe that ain't the cheese in the damn thing. But anyway.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm not happy.
Yeah, moving along, man. Enough mac and cheese talk. Jeff Bezos. You heard of that name before?
Not before today.
You might have heard of his company. It's a little small company out of America called Amazon. But you know, he's like the richest man in the world. You know what I'm saying? He's at least the richest American, rather. And him and his wife finna divorce. She's been with him for like 25 years, so she been with him from the beginning. He's worth up to like $163 billion. And she is eligible for half. Mm-hmm. But there's a plot twist. If she take his money, he'll lose stock in Amazon. So the family will be losing. Like, it's not good for the family if she take his money. So if you're in that situation, you taking the money or you going to do what's best for the family?
I mean,
now, he got caught cheating. You know, let's go ahead and, you know, he's a wild boy. But if you're making if you work for $163 billion, you got to turn your blind eye to a couple things.
You think so?
You got to.
Okay.
You got to. Like, if you was worth $163 billion, hey, something that I could do about that. Like, hey, you know, it's fucked up, man. Hopefully she'll buy me a new Lamborghini truck.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I mean? But, maybe she'll send me a trip to Amsterdam with the fellas. All expense paid trip, you know. Okay. I go live at the villa in Colombia.
You'll forget all about her.
I go live in Colombia, in the villa of Colombia for a couple months. Come back home.
I guess that's an easy fix, eh?
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's when people just disappear, you know.
So what would you do?
I mean, for me, I would have to see what these numbers look like on paper. Because,
like, you're going to take... Okay, he owns like 18% of Amazon. So you taking his money is going to cut into that percentage he owns. So he had to sell some of his shares. He had to sell a lot of his shares in the company. Therefore, he don't have that much control no more. You know what I'm saying? So would you do that or would you be like...
I mean, I guess we could have some other kind of agreement.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't take him to court for the money or whatever to mess up his thing. But we gonna have to have a side deal.
I just need $500 million to tell you to go away. I'm like, here's $500 million. Go live your life. Now I think that's pretty equal. $500 million?
Maybe not.
$500 million?
I mean, it is what it is. You get worked up about it because you think that you did somebody a favor. But if you saying he worth billions,
yeah,
that's way more than $500 million. So why would I be accepting if he $100 and something billion?
Worth, but you know, I probably don't have that much liquid, but I give you $500 million. Like, that's good. I mean,
either way, it wouldn't make me no never mind, because if you just out there doing whatever, I get my money and keep it moving.
Yeah. So you take what money?
Whatever we settle with, so that my kids can have whatever. Okay.
So you wouldn't try to break
and make sure that we was good.
Yeah, because this could be the most expensive divorce in history. And you know what I'm saying? Which is wild.
Like I said, he could pay somebody to make her disappear.
because he got, I think which state, some state he got married in, some kind of rule. That was the little rule and everything. So, you know, be careful. Watch which state you get married in, because some of these states got some fucked up rules. You know, people, be careful.
Georgia, all right.
You know, people, please be careful. You know, don't lose your assets, you know what I'm saying, over love. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying you can always make these people disappear, child.
Man, that's not feasible. Like, that, listen, Queen Jern, you say this, but you ain't about that life. You don't like watching fight videos and stuff, horror movies. You ain't about killing nobody. So
I'm mean, saying, I ain't got to kill you.
You did. If you put the word out there to kill somebody, that's you doing it.
No, it's not.
Yes. Yes, it is. You are just as much guilty as the one pulling the trigger. Okay. If you order a hit on somebody, if you pay to have somebody killed, you're a murderer. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to pull the trigger. No, yes.
I don't agree with that statement.
Well, okay, well, I'm telling you like this. The court of law will agree with that statement. Your ass would be in Pelican Bay making license plates. If you think otherwise, I don't know what the hell.
I ain't even dealing with you right now. Yeah.
Was this man in the wrong?
Yes.
All right, there's a video circulating online, man. It shows a man. Well, first it shows like a group of young girls outside, like, and just being young girls and being like, you know, fucking ratchet. And the man runs up and he's like, "Hey, break it up, break it up!" And you know, he kind of he gets pushed a little bit, pushes somebody out the way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just go ahead and play the video like that. So anyway. So he runs up, he breaks up a little, you know, what looks like was about to be a scuffle. And then I guess one of the girls, they start surrounding him. And this man's like 51 years old. He about 6'5". You know, he's a group
too big for this bullshit.
Group of little young girls, you know what I'm saying? And one of them runs up and he hit her with the left motherfucking cross.
And knock her the fuck out.
I'm talking about, look, he folded her ass up like a goddamn accordion. Her motherfucking knees buckle so goddamn fast. Hey, look, I bet she won't run up on nobody no more. But
here we go. We talking about R. Kelly.
Let me stop.
And then y'all let old white men box black girls in the face.
See, that's what you looking at it. But let me stop. So, was this man in wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
He was in the wrong because it wasn't his motherfucking business.
Okay, but he was trying to be the hero, right?
Okay, I don't know what the fuck he was trying to do.
It looked like he was trying to stop
the child.
Okay, so I've heard conflicting reports. His lawyer said that he was trying to be a hero.
And that's why it's his lawyer.
He was coming to the aid of some woman and some child, and a group of girls was, you know, like, that's all that happened, and, you know, then he punched a girl. Now,
you think he had to punch her like that? You don't think, as big as he is, he could have took both hands, grabbed her shoulders, and spoke to her like somebody with some sense? No, he didn't do that. He punched her immediately.
In the heat of the moment,
okay.
I see why he punched her.
I don't.
He was surrounded by like 15.
And he
they could have whooped his ass. Okay, they could have whooped his ass. Like, if he would have stood there and not did nothing and all them kids jumped on him, we would have been sitting here laughing like, "Yo, you seen that video that white man got jumped by all them goddamn
girls?" And he
girl?
Deserved it, because yet again, he inserted himself somewhere he didn't have to.
White people love playing the hero.
Exactly.
They have a hero gene chromosome.
With another off-duty police officer. He an off-duty.
Oh, that's what he is?
That's what this thing say. Off-duty officer.
Wow.
So you around here trying to be Billy Badass.
He's doing his job.
He ain't doing no damn job.
His job is protecting the sir.
An off-duty officer.
Wow. So I think people are more riled up because it's a white man punching a black girl. Because I do believe that if it would have been...
Oh, no.
No, see? You have been. Look at that.
But no, they said he was...
Queen Germ with the typical fro-cast just making up stats. That's how we do it around here. Congratulations, you already...
Yeah. They said he was arrested by an off-duty officer, which I don't understand that.
Yeah.
If you off duty, how you arrested people?
You still a cop. I ain't had my uniform on.
Okay. I mean, whatever. I saw the part in there that said something about an off duty officer. So maybe that's all that was. But still, facts remain. The nigga the man punched the girl and the child, you can see that she wasn't nobody. She had no pistol in her hand.
She ran up like she came up with it.
He put himself in that situation.
He did insert himself in the situation.
Yeah, so he had to do that. Keep moving. Call the police.
So
you felt so concerned.
Okay, so he was just telling them, "Hey, break it up." Okay. And then they got mouthy and all that stuff.
Who cares?
Okay, but when she ran up, I understand why. Because They were surrounding him. He felt threatened. He was in the heat
of
the moment.
He felt threatened. That big motherfucker felt threatened.
If 10, 11-year-old girls surround me, I'm going to feel threatened.
Okay.
Not saying I'm going to deck one
of
them.
And you punch one of them, your black ass going to jail.
But if one of them run up on me like she about to hit me, I might just motherfucking deck her ass. Because if you can stand your ground, that's what standing your ground is. Like, I can't help it that these kids are 11. I don't ask her age while she talking shit to me. Fuck you, motherfucker. Da, 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 da.
All that didn't even go on.
It was going on. You saw it?
Like I said, the man know that he wanted to hit somebody child that day. He put himself in that situation, and he got what he wanted. He got somebody to bite, take the bait, and he was able to punch that child out.
That man sat out that morning. He was like, yo, I'm going to deck me an 11-year-old black girl today at the mall.
No, he happened to see it happening, and then when he saw that, he went on and got himself involved because he already knew this here is an opportunity that he can have an excuse to get into something he ain't got no business getting into.
He was trying to break up a fight at the mall.
I mean, I'm going
to
let you go with your story. I'm just saying. I don't care what nobody say.
So I have been
in situations where kids have been out of line. Being an authority who was supposed to be there, I still ain't getting myself involved to the point where I'm going to have to put my hands on nobody's child. I'm not going
to
do it.
So you see a group of kids about to jump this one girl. You see these girls, like you at the mall, you see a whole bunch of group of girls about to fight, so you ain't going to do nothing.
I didn't say I wasn't going to do nothing.
I'm asking a question.
So if I saw somebody.
So you walk out, it's a group of girls surrounded, this one little girl. Obviously it's a dirt, like if it was a one-on-one fight, I walk by it. But it's a group, I try to.
You already know somebody going to get something extra. So, yes, you could say something. You could do something. If you trying to defend the child, then you could say, hey, you come out the circle. You come over here. I can walk you to your car, whatever. So
pause. In the process of you doing that, these girls start hurling you, talking shit to you. One of them might even put their hands on you, push you. Now what?
If my concern is solely to get the innocent one out of the group, I will be focused on that, watching my surroundings. I wouldn't have to go back and forth with no kid because me as an adult, I don't feel like I would entertain that. Now, say me as another 12-year-old who was trying to say,
hey, I'm looking out for myself. This is you today, present.
I wouldn't be trying to fight no child.
So when these kids hit you, then what?
Okay, if they hit me, yes. Next. But I don't feel like me standing up there being bigger than, much larger than these kids. They ain't going to try me like that.
But if they did, like, you obviously, she didn't give a fuck.
She ran up, but that girl couldn't even do nothing. The man hit her before she did anything.
But she ran up, though. So she had enough heart and courage and the warrior spirit in her. She ran up. She ran up. Like, she wasn't scared. Like, the rest of them stood back. Like she got heart. Like, you can say what you want to about her, but I bet you she getting a lot of respect. And they're going to be like, yo, man, she ran up on a 6'5". A lot of niggas wouldn't have ran up on that white dude. I know a 12-year-old boy wouldn't have ran up on him. No, hell nah. But she, hey, I give her props. She got a glass jaw.
She needs some props because her ass on that ground. Somebody to prop her ass back up. But she don't get no props for running up on nobody. But see, that's again, we don't teach kids to have respect for adults either.
Yeah.
So,
because somebody told me something, what if that was your girl? First of all, my daughter would know better than to pop off at an adult like that. Like, she just wouldn't do that.
Yeah, she
know better. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. But in that situation, if somebody hit my daughter like that, I mean, you're right. I probably wouldn't give a fuck what my daughter did. I'd be mad, too. Why you hitting my daughter? Even though if my daughter was one of them rude, disrespectful girls in the video, and she ended up getting punched, I would still be mad at him for hitting her. But at the end of the day, I would have to take a look and be like, yo, it was kind of my
fault. You can't have it both ways.
You can't have it both ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is your daughter doing to get punched in the mouth? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
I mean, I just feel like you, as an adult, have the upper hand. You already at an unfair advantage.
Yeah.
So I would not try to have anything going on. So if I say I'm here to save the day, let me swoop in, play Captain Save-A-Hole, get this kid up out of here that's been to be beat up by this gang. And if I end up, you know, as long as the kids ain't throwing nothing at me, hitting me, ain't got no weapons or nothing, I wouldn't care if a kid ran up in my face. Now, I make sure I protected myself to keep myself from getting hit. But as far as having to punch her, that was nothing he had to do. You could have pushed her and made her hit the floor.
He pushed her one time and pushed her back. And then after that, that's when she ran up. And that's when he decked her ass, caught her with a clean left. I'm talking about that left was, whoa, man.
All I know is, like I said, I don't feel like an adult, especially no man, should even think it's appropriate for him to hit no child like that.
It's not
that
appropriate at all, but I mean, I just, like I said, there's a tricky situation to be in. Like, I wouldn't want to be in that situation at all.
I mean, it's bad, but at the same time, you know, like I say, everything is a lesson learned, because she clearly learned a valuable lesson.
Keep your motherfucking hands up, protect yourself at all times. That's a lesson she need to learn.
the way he did it was like he was waiting on her. She came charged and he just
boom. Or just like a reflex, because he caught her, boy, pow. I'm talking about, boy, she folded, boy. So, you know, man, shout out, Ayo. Shout out to everybody involved.
Not really.
The motherfuckers, after he punched the boy, they ran off like it was an N1 mixtape, like a motherfucker just got dunked on at Rucker Park, nigga. Oh, God! He just hit Leah!
I cannot.
I loved every minute of it.
I bet you did, because you watched it several times.
I watched it more than several times. I sent it to people. I said, what do you think? Give me your advice on this. What do you think? What's your opinion? But, yeah, man. Just let us know, man, who was in the wrong. Like I said, the man was in the wrong, but I understand. You know, I think it's wrong. All the adults in the party were wrong. Her parents were wrong for having her there. You know your kid, Ratchet. You can't leave her nowhere unsupervised. Like, you can't do that. So I blame the parents and the man in the situation. You know, everybody gets blamed. Okay, got a relationship debate. I saw something on Twitter this week. And it said this. It said, okay. The question went like this. This is from @_AYYBrandon. A Brandon. He say, fat women be the biggest sexual harassers, and that shit needs to be addressed. So I want to know. It got me thinking. I want to know. Who harasses more, men or women?
First of all, I want to address the fact that somebody could possibly think that fat women, if we're going to use that term, harass men the most and it needs to be stopped, addressed, or what have you. This motherfucker should be glad that somebody is coming on to him, clearly. Because if you sit here talking about fat women, it ain't nobody that's big be sitting there talking about no nasty stuff. I don't know where he is working or hanging out or what have you. But I've been around a lot of people. And I think that people are becoming more comfortable with their sexuality. It don't have nothing to do with somebody being fat, skinny, or whatever. But if we're going to put it on agenda, I would clearly say men harass women way more than women harass men. Because men, for number one, when you talk about harass, the terminology references something that is not warranted or wanted, right? So typically with women, if you're not comfortable with somebody coming on to you saying certain things, then that's where the harassment comes in. Men, they constantly saying something inappropriate. I mean, I've been around lots of different work environments, different places, and men clearly think that it's normal for them to say all kind of out the way stuff to women. Women might say little stuff, but men like it. So therefore, you can't call it harassment just because it's sexual.
Okay, I'm going in the right field with it. Since you're in the left field, I'm going to right field. I say women more harassing because they get away with it. Because, like you because just said, men like it. See,
so that's not harassment.
That's not you can't say it's still harassment.
No.
Just because somebody likes it. No. It's a lot of women that like be like, yeah, Sade, we're good.
I like that.
See?
And I like a lot that. Of women that don't not, like it. It's not harassment. So, that is not harassment. See,
but they call it harassment these days.
It's not.
You know?
It's not.
So I'm going to say women are more because women get away with it.
No, it's not harassment. Niggas and like it. If I was to go in my job right now, I promise you, I would say 95%, if I hit on old men, young men, whatever, 95% of them would take to my inappropriate jokes. So it's not harassment.
It is. Because you get away with it.
It's not about getting away. It's about people liking it and not liking it. I promise you, very few men are turning down pussy. So therefore, we're in a society where that is the case. Then that tells you it ain't no harassment. If a man, until a man tell you that they're not appreciating whatever is going on, that's not. I mean, it's never going to be a situation. And then this dude talking about something, it need to be stopped. He just realized his body count contains a whole lot of fat women. That's what the fuck it is. Because you done realize that you ain't turned down no pussy. And you done screwed a whole lot of fat women. Now all of a sudden, you got to get fat women in check. For real, sir? That shit ain't... That's not what it is. Ain't nobody doing all that. So, no. I ain't trying to hear that shit at all. But if we gonna say who it is, it's on men. You know it is.
No, I'm saying it's women.
It can't be women when men like it. It's not harassment. Now, who can get away with the most, you know, inappropriate comments? Yes, you can say women. But who harassing? Shit. Niggas is harassing every day. Every day. You probably harass somebody today.
No, I don't. I for what? I have no reason to.
You done said something inappropriate. It don't have to be, I'm trying to fuck you in the ass like your boy. No. I'm talking about just saying something that's inappropriate.
Like inappropriate jokes at the workplace?
Yeah.
But I haven't said nothing inappropriate to someone. That's the
thing. I'm saying you saying it in their presence. You know nowadays harassment ain't got to be directly to me. Yeah, you just have to do it in my environment. You're so that's harassment. So that's something that you are capable of doing.
Yeah.
On a regular basis. So don't say that it's not.
Hey, yo, people, I want to pause this real quick and make a special announcement. People, stop sending. Y'all get these little market level, these MLM fucking watch parties, and y'all tagging people in them on Facebook. Stop doing that motherfucking shit, bro. Like, I don't like that shit. Like, what?
What is that? I don't know.
Like the little Ponzi schemes. Like, oh, come join in on my, my, and they have like a watch party or something. And it'd be like the class and they had stop tagging me in this shit. But going back to that, yes, women, they do it more because then they get away with it. But it's like you said, like it's men out there, like some men don't get attention. And so they take any attention. And fellas, we got to stand up and step up to these women that be harassing us, man. Like they are super aggressive. And we have to, see, that's the thing. We have to give into it when they do it. Because if not, something wrong with us. You know what I mean? So, but how do you feel about him saying the big women are more aggressive?
You know, I don't like that shit.
I'm just asking.
I mean, as a big woman.
You're not a big
girl. I'm big enough.
No, you're not. See, that's the thing. You try to squeeze yourself into this category.
I am. I'm there.
Okay, good.
I'm there. When I look down in the shower, I'm there. So
okay.
I need you to understand that's just not appropriate. Like, you going to sit here and say that big women throwing themselves on you or whatever. Talking about they harassing. If you told somebody that you didn't like it, I'm pretty darn sure they'll fall back. Ain't nobody that aggressive that they just after you. I want to see what this nigga look like.
Oh, well, I mean, okay. Somebody said, every time my dick has been grabbed in public unannounced, it has been by a big woman. I mean, I don't care, but still, see?
So therefore, you trying to shame the girl for trying to touch your little wee-wee. Now you around here hollering about it's got to been a big woman, they got to be stopped or whatever. If you don't mind, then what you complaining for? Damn. Be glad that some. I mean, like, maybe the people and the places that you've been at, they just felt comfortable, and that's what it is. Like I said, he done messed around and fucked quite a few fat girls. Now he want to put his numbers in check. That's all it is. He out of ratio.
Then another comment says, any woman that has been overly aggressive has also been a big girl from my experience.
And that's not true. That is not true. Like, what is it? In your adipose tissue, your sex drive go up. The fatter you are.
I don't know. No, when they say aggressive, they're the ones to be like, and I have seen that before, like at the club, like, you know, the big girls would be like, they just be more brash with it. Like, yo, I'm trying to, like, yo, come here, boy. And they just grabbing dicks and doing all kind of crazy shits. And I have seen it. So it might be a little truth to it.
It ain't no truth to it. It's just a simple fact of the matter that niggas want to always try to act a certain way. If the girl trying to holler at you, what's the big deal? If you like them, you like them. If you don't,
but
you don't.
But it's a way aggressively, though.
So that means if a skinny girl.
Have you ever aggressively
girl,
hollered at somebody?
No.
You don't think so?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I don't have to aggressively holler at nobody. Oh. Now, I did have a crush on somebody in high school that I really was after. Mm. But
what did you do?
It never panned out. Like, every Valentine's, Christmas, whatever, I always send him a candy gram.
How long was you chasing him? You say every.
Every year. Like,
Valentine's only come once.
Yeah, shit. Every year. Every year. I was trying to send him something every year. St. Patrick's Day, shit. Anytime he was selling something at the school. Jeez. I spent them $2 or $3.
Did you tell him it was from you?
Yeah, and he always was like, we just so much good friends. So
you
I was
got
just friend like,
zone.
Yeah. I mean, he was a year older than me, so he was always saying that, you know, he didn't date younger girls. But, you know, after I got in college, he was trying to holler, but it was too late by then.
Well, say the moment had passed.
Yeah,
huh?
Ship had sailed, but. I went hard. I really did. I mean, that's all I could do was offer my candy grams because I wasn't doing that much else. But yeah,
I'm trying to see if I ever aggressively hollered.
And I really liked him. But
I'm trying to think.
That's all water under the bridge now. I'm with the man of my dreams.
Oh, I ain't worried about that. I'm not worried about that at all. I'm trying to think if I've ever aggressively hollered. No, yeah. I mean, you know, like, I'm from the hollering age, so, you know, we had the hollering girls, you know, so, you know, I don't know. I don't think I ever aggressively, like, yo, I gotta have you. It was driving me crazy. Nah,
I mean, I didn't do
all it was this one time I was, like, in a
band camp.
In McDonald's, and I seen this girl in there, and I was just like, I went up there and did the little big boy thing. I was just like, hey, something. She's like, oh, I got a man. I was just like, oh, okay. I couldn't eat my food no more, man. I was just like, dang, man. So I kind of went hard at her. I put that pressure on her, but it didn't work. The boy wasn't rolling that day.
I guess. Same like you walked into that pool at that gas station. You was looking at that
gosh. So hey, look, man, we've heard that story for at least 14 years.
Because it happened.
But no.
Yeah. It's been long ago than that.
No, I'm saying we've been hearing that story for 14 years.
You know? And I probably said it maybe four times. You feel like some type of way. I ain't said it on that many shows. And you know it.
You said it on at least five shows.
Okay, whatever. Four or five, 10, not 12, much difference.
You know, but like I said, your recount of the story and it's my accurate. Recount. No, it's not.
It's very
it's
accurate.
It's not very accurate.
Nigga, please. We're not going to get into that. You sit there and you walk into a metal, a cement column because you around here trying to get your homeboy to look at another broad and you with me. Like, what type of nigga is you? And then you wonder why people act the way they act. But you know, it's whatever. Fuck you, nigga.
Wow, man. Hey, man. People, I do this for y'all, man.
Yeah.
I do this for y'all, man. I'm out here getting cussed out for something that happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
Long. I married the woman of my dreams, but she talk about some woman that...
I mean, he ain't never walked into no column for me.
You don't know what? I done did a lot of stuff for you.
Nah, bro.
Penitentiaries, chances, nah, all bro. That good stuff.
Nah.
Shout out. Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't trying to hear that shit.
I know you're not. You don't want to hear the truth.
It ain't the truth, but whatever. Okay, it ain't. Move it along.
Yes, so we don't know who the biggest harassers is.
I do.
I say it's the women.
I say it's niggas, and they need to stop playing big girls talking about something. They just aggressively getting
hey,
man, the niggas.
Look, hey, like the big girl meme say, "Girl, get on top. If he dies, he dies."
Really?
That's what they say.
I can't deal.
Hey. I'm gonna show you this video right here. Look at this. This is something. Look at this man. This is called smashing.
I wanna know who taped it.
Somebody no, they got a whole genre of this stuff out here. The people love this stuff. The little skinny guys, they love it. Like he trying to die. And there's one more. Sick. There's one more I gotta show you. Oh, look at this one. And this one is wild. This is the super smashing video. Watch this one. I feel sorry for this guy's chest. Watch this. Watch this. She jumped up in the air. Now listen.
I mean, she ain't getting four listen. Inches up.
Yeah, listen. She cracked this nigga's chest, man.
That's insane. But people into all kind of stuff.
Yes. Like, I mean, wow. So, you know, that's some aggressive big girl behavior right there.
That's not aggressive because that nigga wanted it. They had the house. Shit, you done condone whatever happened behind these doors. It ain't no need for you to pretend like, oh, she done put you up into something that you wasn't ready for. Wow. If you know you wear a $125 and you up in here with this here $380, you ain't no way in the world you gonna tell me you want me to fall on your chest like that.
Did you see that? She jumped in the air and came down on this man's chest. Like, you can hear this man's chest crack.
I mean, and that's stupid. That's just stupid. Like, what's sexy about that?
The emergency room. It must be a hot-ass nursey. Like, he wanted to see her. Cause that's the
like,
only...
I don't understand. What would you do that for?
Bitch, you sound like you busted all your goddamn ribs, boy. Ooh,
like,
shit.
I mean, and then you, the woman, you gonna be responsible for that. If you actually cared about this nigga, that's some shit I just wouldn't even do. I wouldn't chance that.
Hey. All fair and loving games.
Nah, bro. I mean, I can understand if you gently sat up on his face and you did whatever you did. But you talking about you falling all on somebody's chest. This nigga here, you around here breaking your foot behind a kid falling on there. You really trust that your vital organs are safe with this motherfucker falling on your chest like that? Ooh. Nah, that shit for the birds.
Moving along to TV Talk. TV Talk, tell you what y'all been watching. Excuse me, tell you what I have been watching. Me and Queen Jern, we tried to start watching Murder Mountain. We watched probably the first couple episodes together. I finished it out. It wasn't really that good. It was about place in Humboldt County. It's known as Murder Mountain, and people go there to grow weed. They've been going there to grow weed forever, and it's just like, you know, it's fucking war zone. You know, a lot of missing people, a lot of dead bodies. And they causes it's because of the drugs. And
hence the reason why I didn't finish watching it, because it was about reefer and I could care less.
It wasn't really about reefer. It was about reefer, but it wasn't about reefer. It was about, you know, this guy named Gary Rodriguez that went missing. He went up there to make some money being a trimmer. And he ended up, like I said, his family didn't talk to him. And so it was a whole murder investigation about him. And then some people went and confronted the guy that did the murder. And they roughed him up, shot him up, and then people started dying, so they never got the case solved. And, you know, that's basically what it was about. But, you know, if you bored, you know, so you out of work for a whole week or something.
Like some people.
Yeah, it's worth a watch.
You breaking their foot and shit.
Yeah, but, you know, it ain't, you know, nothing hot. Then I watched You. You was a pretty good show. It was about this guy. He was a bookstore owner, but he was a real weirdo. A stalker. I mean, he was super creep life, and he was in love with this girl, and he basically was stalking her, and he ended up getting her cell phone. So he had her cell phone, and he would just be reading all her text messages and knowing what, you know, it was just weird, you know what I'm saying? But it was a pretty good show. He ended up falling in love with the girl and made him fall in love with her, but then he ended up having to kill people, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, get them people out of her life so he could have her. And then she ended up finding about him being a killer, and then it was just... it went crazy from there. So, you know, check out You. It's all on Netflix. You know, that's all I've been watching. Wait for Black Lightning comes back next week. So that'll be cool. And I need to get back into This Is Us because I'm a whole season behind. I see GQ Blue posting pictures of it. So, you know, I might have to get back into that. But that's all for TV Talk. Keep it 100. You got to keep 100 this week?
100.
My keep it 100 comes from the fact that I had a heart-to-heart with somebody the other day. And I was just thinking, like, you know, if you really thought about, like, the other person, would you still decide that you was going to cheat on somebody? Like, if you think about the person's spouse as a real person, like, do you think that that's something that you would be willing to do? Like, knowing who this person is, how this person is?
I mean...
you really wouldn't care? You just want to think about just doing the right thing?
Okay. Are you asking me this question? Okay, yeah. If I was in the mode to cheat and I was cheating with a woman, mm-hmm. Do I know her husband?
Yeah.
Like, how do we just know each other?
You
or,
just know. You just. But know we're not who friends or nothing. I would hope that. Not. But
we're not friends. Oh, I mean, not really. I'm not the one that's married. She married.
Oh, so if you were messing with her, you wouldn't be married. Is what you're trying to say?
If yeah, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was messing with somebody that was married, then like that's not my problem. You know what I'm saying? That's she's the one married. You know what I'm saying? I'm not married to her anyway. You're married to this nigga.
Uh-huh.
So you breaking your vows. You know what I'm saying? So that's not my issue.
But I'm saying, like, if you can have some kind of means of...
but I'm not with... you know, I just wouldn't want to have sex with nobody girl. Like, that's weird. Like,
no.
Nah, you gotta at least be dick free for at least 30 to 60 days before I fuck with you.
You doing too much.
I'm just being real, man.
I mean, I'm trying to understand because, like, for me, I just feel like... If you think about, okay, you know, because people always complain about their spouses or whatever, significant others. So when they be trying to say, you know what I'm saying, they in a situation, you know, this person ain't doing this person ain't doing that. If you just really think about being that person is what I'm trying to say. Being the person that's lied to, cheated on, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. If you just think about wearing those people's shoes, then I think you would be less likely to engage in this type of activity because of the fact that you know that shit don't feel good.
But that's not my problem. That's
I get it. You know but you're saying it's not your problem. That's, I'm just saying keep it 100.
I wouldn't.
Don't lie to me. Don't do nothing that's out there reckless and nothing like that. Because if you just actually placed it in a real context, mm-hmm. it would be easier for you to realize that not engaging would be the best option, is all I'm saying.
I got you. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, well, that's a good keep it 100. My keep it 100 is twofolded. The first part of it is this government shutdown, man.
100.
Shit is fucking real, bro. We got people out here going to work, not knowing if they're going to get paid. Don't know when they're going to get paid. Still going to work. Just imagine going to work and not getting no money.
I can't. Because I can't go. I mean, if I can't get paid. Fuck that shit.
And so, and it's all about a wall, and it makes you think, like, what is it about this wall that's so important that you're letting the government shut down behind it? Like, what? It's got to be something else.
Because,
like,
he's catching a tantrum.
What? I mean, but why? Why? Like, you know what I'm saying? So they're making people, we got to look into this, like, see what it is about this wall that's so important that we're going through what we're going through now. And my keep it 100 is, like, people, you got your EBT early. Not extra. This is early. So you don't know if you're going to get them in March or not. So ain't going to be no more EBT until March.
100.
So please, do not sell all your EBT, your food stamps, you know what I'm saying? You let your money go because your little Jump Jump going to be hungry as fuck. You know what I'm saying? February the 14th. Spring break. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, spring break is around the corner. And if ain't no stamps in the house, it's going to be, like, this shit about to get real, people, man.
Saying that just the government might be out of money in 9 days.
And you know what I'm saying? Shit like that, man. We in uncharted territory right now. Like, people about to go crazy.
Go and get your 27-pound bucket.
You might goddamn need that shit. You see Walmart selling, like, survival packs now. Like, they said, like, that shit crazy. Like, why are they pushing that shit out there? They know. Look at that. CNN. Federal courts could run out of money in 9 days. Wow. Like, whatever that means. But
this nigga sick.
The federal courts got money. But yeah, this shit is, look, people, be careful. Be smart. Hopefully Democrats don't be pussy like they always is and fold and give in and let this nigga get this wall. We got to stand firm. You know what I'm saying? We got to, like, Democrats. I'm not a Democrat. You know what I'm saying? But
see, that was a sexist thing you just said.
What?
Don't be a pussy and fold. Stand firm. Only niggas with a dick can stand firm. No. See, that was some, like, little sexist shit you just did.
See, that's some feminist way of thinking right there, because I wouldn't even go in that way. See?
I'm just saying, because as a man,
how would you inject patriarchy in that conversation?
That's the same way white people feel. That's the same way white people feel.
Well, listen, don't be a liberal. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Don't be a jellyfish. Don't be a jellyfish, Democrats. Stand in the paint. Don't give in. Make the majority that voted for him suffer. When they see West Virginia go down and they see that little blonde haired, blue eyed baby starving because he ain't getting no food this month because the food stamps ain't come in, then they're gonna look at it and be like, damn, we got to do something. So listen, Democrats, don't be no scaredy cats. Don't be the Demers scaredy cats. Don't be that. All right?
Okay.
Stand firm. Let people starve. Let it happen. It's going to get ugly.
Let people starve.
But stand strong. And the second part of my, that was basically it. I did my last EBT benefit. So, yeah, that's what it was. So, that was my keep 100. The government shutdown is real. Be mindful. If you know somebody that works for the feds, like the TSA agents is going to work. Listen. You can get anything through the airports right now. Nigga, this is the best time to transport your dope. Fly through the friendly skies. TSA ain't checking for shit now. These niggas ain't getting paid. They don't give a fuck what you do. So fly, nigga, fly. You got any winners and losers?
My winner today is none other than my nephew Jaden, who became 12 today.
Winner.
So yeah, happy birthday to Jaden. I give him that as my winner.
My winner, man, I got like three of them.
Oh, my.
First winner is this high school down here in Florida.
Winner.
They played a powerhouse school, and like the school is Boone. They played Oak Ridge, and they beat Oak Ridge 20-16 by employing the ball holding tactic where they basically held the ball the whole game because it's a rule, there's no shot clock. So, all you got to do is keep the ball moving. You can just sit there and hold the ball, and then nothing they can do. They either foul you or whatever. So the halftime score was like 3-0. And you know what I'm saying? So they end up like getting in foul trouble in the game, end up winning the free throw shooting contest, and they won the game 2016 by using the ball holding tactic. So, you know, good coaching there. You know, you got worse athletes than the other team. That's not kind of, you're just using the, it's within the rules. Yeah. It's within the rules. So, you know, like, what are you going to do? You face a team that's nationally ranked. And so you come in with a good strategy. That's good coaching right there.
I guess.
That's good coaching. My second winner is Clemson University football team.
Winner.
Y'all got invited to the White House as the national champions, and y'all were served some of the finest American fast food has to offer. President Donald Trump said he paid with it out of his own pocket. So they had Big Macs, Quarter Pounders, 10-piece nuggets, fries, fish fillets. They had food from McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's at their national champ. They had the White House eating
fast. So why they didn't get them people to cook nothing?
Because the government worker's not there. So ain't nobody there.
So ain't nobody there.
No. The government's like, there's no workers there. So he said he went out and got fast food. So just imagine how cold this food was because, A, they went and got the food. B, they bought the food back. Then they had to set it up. Then the niggas had to do their little, he did a little chat before he invited them in, made it political. So now these niggas eating cold-ass food. I ain't see no hot lamps in there, nothing. And y'all my winners because that's what y'all get. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas eat better on campus.
Exactly.
Yeah, y'all eat better on campus than y'all did up there.
And that's like, ridiculous.
He was like, oh, this is all the American fast food and all good stuff. Good. You should have heard this, man. He was really proud of himself. Like, he patted himself on the motherfucking back. For that
and that's right there. It's trifling.
Funniest shit ever, dog.
He could have, and if he had a real wife, he could have had her cook something.
I mean, that's what he said. He said, yeah, I could have got Melania to cook up something, but y'all didn't want to, you know. Dude, you could have went and got a local caterer and got them to cater that shit. Yeah. You didn't have to go spend all that money you spent on fast food for them niggas. Like, and that shit was funny, and you know. But them niggas from South Carolina, they ain't know no better, man. Here we go. That was fine dining for them.
Don't do that.
Hey, man. It's some good South Carolina people out there. Shout out to my nigga 12 Cal. He from South Carolina. He's a good South Carolina dude, man.
Okay.
So, you know, it's...
You got quite a few family members in there, too, but whatever.
I have no family members from South Carolina. Don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Nah, I don't know if what you're talking about.
Okay.
I've never been to Florence, South Carolina. Marion, what was it?
I don't know.
It was Florence.
It was your people. I can tell you that.
Yeah. So, you know. Anyway. But, yeah. Then my last winner is...
Since you got three of them.
Yeah, I got three winners this week. Really got four, but I say that for the fourth winner for last. My last winner was this guy.
Winner.
He donated $175,000. He had made a bet with Jimmy Boeheim. Not really a bet. He said that if Syracuse upset Duke, he would make a $175,000 donation to the Boys and Girls Club, and he did. He donated $150,000 to the Boys and Girls Club and $25,000 to another charity. And, you know, and just being a man of his word, he's a former felon. You know, he spent most of his time in prison for bank fraud. Since then, he's made a fortune as an owner of the Upstate Shred and a $1 billion scrap metal and recycling company. He reportedly owns a $30 million mansion in Skanet, whatever, Lake in New York. So, wow. So, he's got it. So, he's my winner. Yeah, he's my winner. Just giving away money. You know, we love that.
Well, we need to get him as a sponsor.
Yeah. We got a sponsor for next week, so just chill.
Okay. I mean, we need a sponsor for somebody more than this Honeywell heater.
Shit. You got any losers?
No, I ain't got no loser. But although I feel like you could be my loser again this week.
Loser.
Because you did all that big talking about, oh, this child, Boosie gonna clean her room, blah, blah, blah. This nigga, y'all, to the millions and millions, this nigga went in our daughter room. I'm talking about got that thing looking good. Pulled the bed out, moved the shoes, swept the floor, all this here carrying on for this little girl who lives like a junkie.
Yes.
She will sleep on that bed with no covers. She will sleep under a cover, but she ain't got nothing on the mattress. I mean, it's really ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I know he felt bad for his baby girl, only girl, whatever, I guess, that we know of. But
the only one I know of, so.
Nonetheless, he went in there doing all this talking, although it took him a while to get in there. Took a few months, but he went in there, and she still won, because she didn't have to clean up her room. Her daddy came through and saved the day and got her right, so you my loser 2 weeks in a row.
Wow.
Broke foot last week, doing chores this week.
Well, hey, somebody had to do it, because that was despicable. That was despicable. I mean, my gosh, I couldn't believe it. I'm surprised nothing was living in that room.
I'm thankful nothing was living in that room. I could have sworn it was going to be something in there.
I knew it was going to be a dead animal or something was going to be in there. Like, that just...
Yeah, I was surprised that I didn't
see. She's a hoarder, man. Like, she's like, if they had Hoarders Kids Edition, she'd be on that shit, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, she finds value in everything that she has.
And she does go through, she suffers from anxiety when she is, you're forcing her to get rid of these
things.
Yes.
She's
like, she tells you who gave it to her, mm-hmm. why does this mean so much.
That's that paper that I got from my teacher in second grade when she told me I did good on a test and I had made, like, what? No, throw this shit away. Like,
you take a picture of it, email it to yourself, do something, but don't keep
this. You don't got to keep all these fucking papers. Like, oh my God, she's, oof.
That little girl there, she ain't trying to give away nothing.
Oh man, my losers, since we're speaking of losers.
Loser.
This family suing Lifetime for using a picture of them in a movie. And in the movie, the actor called the people ugly. Well, he said that's ugly. I don't think he was specifically talking about them. I thought he was talking about the way the pictures looked on the wall. But come on, people, you can't sue.
Everybody trying to get a check.
Yeah, like you can't sue for being called ugly. Like it's objective. Like you can't sue. If I think something ugly, it's ugly. I don't give a fuck if it's the Mona Lisa. I'm like, that shit ugly. You can't say it's not. You can't sue me because I said it's ugly. Fuck you. And my other loser are the no pants Subway participants.
Loser.
In this era of Me Too and all this is going on, how do y'all think this was responsible that people get on Subways in their underwear and like clothes, like everybody, women and men, all out in their underwear? They did this in plenty of cities. They ride the Subway in just their underwear. Like, this
and so
shit,
what are they proving? Like, what is this, a stance?
It's just like
something?
A flash mob type deal. It's not a stance. It's just something fun to do.
Okay. It's something fun to do when you're on a public bus with just a thin piece of material between your private parts and germs.
Yeah.
It sounds gross to me.
Yeah. It's just, it's crazy.
I mean, them type of things, that's an environment that is just welcoming for all types of growth of bacteria and things.
You see dudes just...
Yeah, that's nasty.
Look at the black people join in on it.
Because niggas can't get their mind together.
Niggas got whole outfits. Look at them.
I mean, how you took the time to put on this big-ass jacket, but then you walking around here with just your drawers on and to get a damn staph infection?
You know, somebody had to take it too far. Look, this dude.
Yeah, his legs all gaping open. His dangling about sitting on the people's seat.
Yeah, you're supposed to have, like, your top and everything, but just underwear on.
Child, boo. Yeah. They doing too much. Yeah. I mean, you had, when your booty cheeks is sitting on the seat, you know what I'm saying? That's probably some cloth in many cases.
Ooh.
So that means, you know what I'm saying, the booty sweat and...
everything.
All that, that's too much going on.
So you wouldn't participate in
that? No, I don't like my body parts touching community areas.
Mm. That's what's up.
No, it's not what's up.
So all y'all my losers for doing this shit in this time, this climate.
I mean, why does it have to be in this climate? It can't just be the fact that it's nasty and it's a public area and you shouldn't be walking around with your drawers on?
Because
the next thing you know, they're going to be deciding that they want to be naked. Because they darn near there.
Yeah, so, well. Shout-outs, man. Got any shout-outs?
Of course I have shout-outs. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. Represent, nigga.
Anyway.
My city. For the record.
Man, my shout-outs, man. First of all, my shout-out goes out to NappyAfro.com. We just celebrated its 12th year of existence. Little website started in 2007. It's still around in 2019. Can't believe that. So shout out to everybody that has that played a part in keeping this motherfucking thing going. And most of the people are the people that I shout out every week. So if you hear these shout outs, these are the people that usually that's been down, that support the team, that support the dream, and you know what I'm saying, just been there. So when you hear me say shout out to Be Easy, man, because he shit's the motherfucking nigga behind the goddamn shadows. He doesn't like doing podcasts because he said he hates his voice, but he does about everything else when it comes to fine tuning the site, posting all of those naked women that y'all love on Instagram, which is already at 80,000. So shout out to the Nappy Afro Instagram, 80,000. Now, if we could get 10% of y'all to buy shirts, you know what I'm saying, we'll be in the money. But, you know, hey, y'all niggas hard-headed. It is what it is. Shout out to GQ Blue, Saul Wright, Short T. Rula Myself, Dr. Brace of Everybody, Dr. Brace Network. You got K-Law the Truck Driver, the disrespectful motherfucking MJ. You got Mr. Wash. And, of course, you got Dr. Brace. The Kang of Mississippi podcasting, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Paper J for B More. Shout out to Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, Light Skin Kanye, Gerard in Boston, Drew in D.C., Tracy May, Miss T. Lee, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, everybody over at that site. And then fuck with the kid, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my podcast people. Hashtag Black Pod Squad in the building. You got the Back Talk Podcast. You got 12 Cow Podcast. You got my dog, what's his name? Heavy B. It's Heavy B. I forgot the name of his podcast, but he just started one. So shout out to him. We got this movement going. People join this shit. If you're a like-minded podcast like us and you want to be down to Black Pod Squad, it's only a few... rules. You got to be consistent and your shit got to be nice with it, man, because we don't want to be associated with just anybody. You know what I'm saying? We don't just want to make it this like a little jump off where anybody can get on. We want to really make it a fucking movement, man. We want to have different kinds of content, you know what I'm saying, just to show the myriad of podcasting options the Black Pod Squad has, man. So, you know, shout out to that. And anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, shout out to y'all, man. Woo! Episode 336 in the books. It's that Greensboro episode. 336 in the building.
Oh.
You know what it is.
Ain't that something?
Yeah, ain't that something? So, yeah, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast presented to you by NappyAfro.com. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show. Y'all know how we do. I'm tired. It's late. I'm ready to go to bed because I got to go to work tomorrow. So we out this motherfucker.
And you got a big girl who going to get aggressive with you in a minute.
Wow. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com